where I said that, you know, we should we share our devotional memories, but often these memories are considered to be like gifts of Krishna, which are to be kept private. We are not meant to share that with the world. Externally, we speak about, externally we act as sadhakas. Yes, that is true. When I talked about these memories, it is more in terms of not sharing publicly with everyone. But if you have some very close friends, especially, brought up this point. I was talking about sharing in terms of if say, two, three devotees have gone to a distant place, gone to yatra together, and then they had some special experiences at that time. And then they meet each other, and then they remind each other. So it is not so much in a public class we talk about everyone, talk with everyone, but when we are already close, we have some shared memories, bringing those together, then that reinforces our remembrance of the sweetness of devotion. It doesn't necessarily have to be very exalted memories also. It can be just we did some difficult services together, we met some challenges, and we did something valuable in Krishna's service. So those memories, they can actually remind us of the good times we have had in bhakti. See, whether we are devotees or non-devotees, at a material level, problems keep coming. So, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, aidaivik, these kleshas keep coming in everyone's life. And so, sometimes at a day-to-day basis, what difference devotion has made in my life? We may tend to forget that. So, there are, you know, if we look back at our past, now, the past is never like a calendar. Okay, this day, this day, this day. In the past, you know, there are many plains, and suddenly there are mountains. If you look back at our past, then there will be months and months and months, and within that, there are some moments which are really extraordinary. They are like peaks, mountains in our memory. And then again, there is, now every day something eventful happens. But that is not so impactful or so consequential from our perspective. So the past, when you look back at it, it's not just a linear stretch of time. It is a vast stretch in which there are some striking peaks. So now, those peaks are the times when it could be we were able to do something nice in Krishna's service, we had some nice interactions with devotees. So I was not talking so much of, intimate remembrances of the heart, which are, say, for Raganuga Bhakti's level. I was talking more of, we might have had some sweet interactions with some devotees. We had some great experiences while doing some service. So it's just like when Krishna and Sudama meet together, they discuss how they spent time in their Gurukul. And they remember, we went out that time, and then there was fire, there was big storm, and we were left alone in the all night we spent together. So that is it doesn't have to be an esoteric memory to be a devotional memory. Within devotional memories, there are esoteric memories, which should be private. As much as possible, of course, with some small circle can be shared. But if you look at devotional memories, there can be many non-esoteric devotional memories also. And those are also inspiring in their own way in our bhakti. And if we treasure them, if we share them, that also helps us in moving onwards towards Krishna. So, it has to be actually according to individual nature, according to audience, whether we share it in a group or not. But as far as our personal recollection is concerned, sometimes sharing reinforces the memory also. So we decide with whom to share, with whom not to share. And, I'll give a simple example that says how somebody came to Krishna consciousness. Now we all have our story. And if we look at that, how I came to Krishna consciousness, I might just narrate the story linearly. Okay, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. But what I found is that the same event, if I look at it 5 years afterwards, if I look at it 10 years afterwards, I look at it 20 years later, I can see more of how Krishna arranged things and how Krishna... There's so many things that worked out at that time by which I came to Krishna's lotus feet. So our appreciation for that can increase. So I've written an article on my website called Share Your Story. So Share Your Story, S-H-A-R-E is an acronym. You know, S-H-A-R-E, share, that is an acronym. Five reasons why we should share our story about why we came to, how we came to Krishna consciousness. So then I explained how, you know, it can actually sublimate our own memories. It can reinforce a heart-to-heart connection with Krishna. S-H-A-R-E, I've given all that. So I'm not talking about esoteric memories. Even in our devotional course of life, whatever special events have happened, if we recollect them, they can become a treasury that can inspire us in our bhakti. The whole process of bhakti, in one sense, is to make our memory our treasury. The process of bhakti is to make our memory our treasury. You know, the great devotees, they just absorbed in the remembrance of Krishna. And they're ecstatic in the remembrance. So now, to make our memory a treasury means what? At one level, we develop love for Krishna, and then the thoughts of Krishna fill our memory. But we can also see that, you know, I already have some valuable memories. So I recollect them, I cherish them. And then that also helps me to have some spiritual direction for my thoughts. When I'm looking at the past, or when I want to think about Krishna. So I feel devotional memories which are esoteric cannot be shared, but devotional memories which are non-esoteric, they can be shared. Does that address your question? You had something else in mind?
I've sometimes in public, sometimes I get class on how to become a devotee, and it's filled with esoteric episodes. And I felt it was okay, but then, you know, when I came across this aspect of Raghunandan Bhakti, this is some of it really unusual. Really on a miracle platform, but you know, and then devotees liked it, but I just, I don't, I'm not really sure, you know, whether it seemed like it was okay to do, but you know, maybe there was some pride in it, I don't know, you know, that Krishna just picked me up and showered me with incredible mercy, but yeah. I'm not exactly sure why the esoteric side, you know, I mean, I can understand that in the Raghunuga platform because it could really easily become contaminated, you know, with pridefulness or something, look at how advanced I am or whatever. But is there other reasons why this esoteric